think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. But I'm not going to see any of those texts because I've been dealing with my computer for the last hour, which now appears to be working, sort of. But anyway, anything you missed, all available on podcastarena.com or on that great new app we have, the ESPN 97.5 radio app. And Jerome Solomon jumped on to talk a little bit about the Josh Ennis. And I did want to ask him one more question, and usually joins us at 5:30, but he came on early today. And appreciate you holding on through the break there, Jerome.
But, no problem.
But one of the things we talked about was in the first hour was your good buddy James Harden and how he shows up on TMZ for going to a strip club afterwards. And I got to say, if it's going to become a big deal for NBA players to go to strip clubs after games, the entire league's out of luck. What was your thoughts on that?
If going to a strip club, if that's a problem,
if a
black man can't go to a strip club on Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, what can we do, dog? Huh?
I just feel like, you know, Marcus Thornton and Dwight Howard, those guys should have been able to go to the strip club. James Harden should have been in the gym. He shouldn't have been able to. He should have had early curfew. Sorry, bro, you don't get to go out tonight.
No. You see, that's where you probably got it wrong. Whatever you need to improve your game is what you ought to do, aside from, you know, steroids. If those are illegal, whatever you talk about blockbusters and what, if you need to, whatever you need to get back to where you are to be the guy that you are, do it, man. I who cares? Fans should not care. Media should not care what the hell a guy does until the ball is thrown in the air at jump ball. That's all I care about. I don't care what you doing, who you doing. He's a single man. Even if he wasn't single, even if he was married with 22 children at home, I just don't care. I mean, it has nothing to do with how many shots he made or didn't make. It ain't got nothing to do with his defense. You know, it's not keeping him from playing defense. It might help him. I don't know. It's not a factor. And I saw it, a buddy of mine texted it to me, that apparently we put it on cron.com, which is just disgusting to me, that's not a news story. It's not journalism. It's I mean, please. Now, had James Harden in a fight at a strip club, James Harden, you know, makes it rain at a strip club and the dancers get into a fight and somebody gets shot on the way out the club, you know, he's Pac-Man Jones it. Okay, that's news. But going to a strip club, what did I do? Can he not go to a restaurant and get something to eat at night after a game? Is he not allowed to do anything other than go home and sulk after a loss? Come on, that's asking too much.
He was just working on his post-up game, man. That's all it was.
Wow, clearly he needs to learn how to do a little more hand check. Because, you've seen he's not putting his hand on anybody defensively. So maybe he goes in there and he's able to grab something. He learned, you know, get his hands on, you know, put a little elbow on it and, you know, grind. Because you got to grind on some folks in the post. You know, and that's one way to, not that I know anything about it, I've just seen it in the movies. You can grind on something at a strip club from what I understand.
And I said this last hour, but if TMZ had existed when Barkley and those guys were playing here, then that would have been an every night occurrence. It's just not a big deal, man.
No, it, every night, and it's like that, and it's still like that. I mean, it has been like that from throughout the history of time, from great athletes throughout, and great athletes, plumbers, doctors, lawyers, ditch diggers, trash men, unemployed people, working men, office people, blue collar, white collar, no collar workers. That's why they have strip clubs. For people to go to them. It's not a big deal.
Not that I've
ever been to one.
Yeah, me either, of course, but I'm sure there's people at the station who have gone. So
I would assume that that's probably, well, John, you know.
Barry Warner, yeah.
He's not that kind of guy. Hmm. Well, Barry was at the first strip club. When the chick was taking out leaves, Barry was there. He's gonna make you pay for that one.
Oh, I'm sure. That's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. Usually joins us at 5:30, but wanted to jump in. So, Jerome, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for holding on through the break, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Yeah, take it easy, fella.
All right. Let's get Milo on. He wants to weigh in on the Kelsey thing. What's up, Milo?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm surprised that you guys, didn't jump on Josh's side with this. You thought he might have went over the top. I thought it was. I mean, the problem with society right now is the lack of critical thinking. If you listen to what he said, instant reaction. Oh wow, he said the worst word, house Negro. Oh, must be racist. Then when you look at it, you know, he's really just making fun of the coach and making fun of the guy, and they both happen to be white. If he had said it about a black player, you know, there's different layers to the meaning of the word house Negro. So then obviously it would have been about, more about, I guess, treachery, some self-loathing in there, siding with his oppressor. And this is a degree of siding with his oppressor, which is why it was funny. I mean, going over the top is part of humor. But just that knee-jerk reaction to say that, you know, somebody went over the top without critically analyzing it is, I think, what's the problem with our society today. You know,
who said that?
Wait, Milo,
who did that?
Yeah, neither of us are going after Josh on this. In fact, I said I think the people who are calling for his job are being stupid. Yeah,
said the same thing. I don't know where you're coming from, son.
No, Fred said it wasn't a funny joke. And
no, that's not at all what I said.
Trying to be funny.
It's not at all what I said. You're in context.
No, you said it wasn't funny.
No, that's not what I said at all. It's not at all what I said.
What did you say then?
What I said was, as I'm never going to get on somebody for trying to be funny, whether it works or not, whether you think that's funny or not. At no point did I say, it wasn't funny. Said he might have gone too far with it. But I think you're making stuff up, man. Yeah. Thanks. And nice phone call if it was at all factual. You want to bag on the people who are, that's one of the things we were saying on the people are actually calling for his job. Give me a freaking break. Boy, he was so good on that phone call, except for one little problem. He was making it up. Good call. Try again next time, man. But we'll go UConn on you. Get your facts.
Check your facts.
I said it might not have been his best choice. I mentioned nothing about whether I thought it was funny or not. Jerome just spent the entire 15 minutes talking about how he thought it was funny. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. Other than, nice try. Ugh. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. That song is really good live, by the way. I'm still kind of, I gotta say, I'm totally baffled by that call. And A32 kind of nails it. He did to you guys what he was complaining about, which is overreact to something. Dustin points out it is a Tuesday. Jared wanted to know if that was a John Lopez call. We just spent really 15 minutes. Well, Jerome was defending him quite a bit, and at no point, I think we both said, give me a break on talking about firing the guy. And that's what you come with?
Yeah.
Well, first he said, I'm surprised you guys aren't supporting him. Then he tried to say, I said it wasn't funny, which is not true. So, you know what? God, that's Tuesday caller. Lamont says, I love fake outrage. He's having a lot of fun with this. All right, let's try West Side. I like to call him West. What's up, West Side?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what if I'm on Jerome's side here? What if I told you guys that the narrative has been changed and the word that the N word you can't say actually meant king? And you got Jong is your man. So if you could have Jong research that for me, and then you'll be like, okay. Or, you know, because the word is just a word. I mean, you know, people are way too sensitive these days.
No, the word is just a word, but there's words you can't say. You know, I mean, huh? There's a word may just be a word, but there's still words you can't say.
Well, you're a grown man. Who's going to tell you what you can't say?
Well, the FCC, for one thing.
The FCC, yeah, my bosses. There's a few people out there.
Okay. Right. Professional atmosphere, you keep a professional tone, but you guys... You know, you talk for a living, so you know, say what you want to say when you want to say it. If you want to hurt somebody's feelings,
yeah,
you know, you don't have to go the hood way to do it. You can be real sarcastic about it, but you know, I mean,
that's the thing of this game is you got to, if you want to say something and you find a different way to say it. Josh found a different way to say it that is fine. I don't use the N-word when I'm off the air. I get really uncomfortable when people use that word. And so, it may be just a word, but it's not a word that I'm comfortable saying or even hearing, to be honest. And it's the same with the big gay slur, the F-word. It's just a word that I don't use and I don't feel comfortable around. So, yes, I'm a grown man. Could I say those words if I wanted to? Sure. I just don't.
I agree. People overreact to everything, and it's like you always say, they look for a reason to be pissed off. So they're waiting for you to say something like that last, not the caller before him, who was just wanting to come out with this outrage that for something that didn't exist. Those people are out there everywhere. There are people who get ticked off at things we say that have no reason to. And by the way, I have the text line back up, so I'm operational again. But and I think we're way too PC on a lot of things. But there are words to me that how you use them is as important as the word themselves. And that's why most of the time if you're using something in a hateful way towards somebody, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, if I'm really ticked off at my wife and let's see, what's a word that I probably would never use?
Like the C word.
Yeah, and called her that. That's kind of, that's over the top. That's taking it to the next level. I expect her to slap the living crap out of me. Because if I use that word, there's going to be anger behind it. Unless I'm just joking around with her and saying, you little.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah, that word's not a good example because women, no, you can't say that word around women at all. But just bitch.
Okay.
Sometimes you can say that in fun, and sometimes you can say that in anger. Well, the meaning's completely different. If we're in an argument and I say you bleeping, yeah, that's different than me making a joke about saying, you know, when she's asking me to do something around the house, I'm like, stop being such a bitch.
Yeah.
I wish people would recognize that because there'll be one person, you can't say that. How dare you, sir? I'm like, dude, I was making a joke. It's interesting. This is not a topic I expected to be on today. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281 says, I see looking at both sports betting and the stock market as an investment, but one main difference is long-term ownership and dividends. You don't really have long-term ownership in a bet or a wager.
I cheered the Cavaliers for the every game of the season last year, you know, hoping they would win that championship because I had a long-term investment made in them.
Maybe it's more fair to compare it to day trading. But, I mean, look, I think there's a lot more similarities, though, than people are want to admit. That's all. And I got to go back to one of the, because some people just don't get what we're saying here. So I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it, or they're just not getting it. So you said if you guys had Bernard Hopkins on today, then what a hell of a show. I'd love to get Bernard Hopkins' take on that. It would turn into something about aliens. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. Hey, I think I mentioned this, that I was watching that Mr. Robot. Dude, you need to binge that.
Okay.
There's about third and fourth episode, it starts slowing down a little bit, and that's when I was about to say, I don't know about this. But then there's this one moment at the end of an episode that happens. Every show that I ever loved has that, where you just go, holy bleep, did they just do that? And then the thing from there on to the finish was awesome. I would best describe it, if Girl and the Dragon Tattoo, Orphan Black, and Fight Club had a threesome, this would be their Disturbed Kid.
Okay.
So
I'll check it out then.
It's well worth it. John, have you been on that yet?
I have not.
And I got to thank the Blitzers, because they're the ones who told me to check it out. A whole bunch of Blitzers. Man, you'll love this. You'll love this. I'm kind of like, it looks kind of goofy. And I watched the first one, and I was like, okay, it's not bad. And then I kind of stuck with it, and then it got really, really good. Let's try Damien. What's up, Damien?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, I think I might need a little context. Is the uproar over him using the word?
I think uproar is over him calling someone a house Negro.
Because for me, using the word is the word. I mean, you know, that's here nor there. I have more of a problem with him making fun of house Negroes and field Negroes, or making light of the institution of slavery.
Well, he was basically talking about the movie. He put it into context. He was talking about Malcolm X.
I understand where he got it from, but he's still making a joke of a very serious issue, and I think that's more of the problem. That, I mean, he could have chose a bunch of different ways to insist that Kelsey is going to be a company man or anything like that. I think the insensitivity of making light of the institution of chattel slavery, which this country definitely has no room to make light of or joking of in any kind of context, I think we overlooking that aspect of it and focusing on a simple word. I think his feeling of having the entitlement to make fun of a serious issue is more of a problem than him using a word.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't have a problem with any of it. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I understand that perspective.
I don't know that he's necessarily making fun of slavery. He's just using it as...
Yeah,
as a comparison.
See, I didn't see that because he took it in the context of, I was watching the movie and it came from this movie. But I understand. I mean, I've kind of been waiting for that phone call, frankly, because I was pretty certain that somebody would have that opinion. So
it's all right. Everybody's entitled to
an
opinion.
No, and you know what? I don't agree, but I like the phone call. Yeah. Made really good points.
It's not something people should be calling over jobs for. I just don't get that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Even if you're offended by that in particular, I still don't think it's job losing worth. But that's just me.
Let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey guys, good afternoon. Beautiful afternoon.
It is,
and it's always a good day. The sunshine and the birds are singing. I mean, there's nothing to be sad about when you're over at Dirt Free Carpet. Friends, check out our website, dirtfreecarpet.com. Open up your smart device. We're really so advanced. I mean, if you text the word dirt free to 99,000, you'll get a little coupon you can save in your phone and use it forever. I mean, anytime you use it. you can go to your smart device or freecarpet.com. We have it's actually made for smartphones. The mobile part of the site, you know, jumps right onto your phone. It's all mobile friendly. Or you go from your computer, and dirtfreecarpet.com is really probably the world's oldest carpet cleaning website. I mean, we've been here forever on the web. 281 Dirt Free. On the outline areas, 866 Dirt Free with one E. See the trucks rolling around town, flag down one of the guys, and get the finest technology in the world. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. We've created our own water. It's super water. Our own wand, because the wands on the market weren't good enough. Our own machine, because the machines on the market weren't good enough. And we're going to bring it all to bear for you. Carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. Give us a chance. Three rooms right now of carpet cleaning, $100. $100 free speed drive with any purchase. So, guys, now we're ready to take your calls. 281 Dirt Free, $100 worth of free service with a $100 purchase at 281 Dirt Free. 281, it's 347-8373 is the way that dials. But on your phone, you go 281 DIRTFRE.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. That's an amazing deal. I've been offering three rooms for $199. He's coming at you with three rooms for $100. Jump on this now,
three
guys.
$100. So save a lot of money, and you'll get $100 worth of extra work. A speed drive for free.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Till next week, Aubrey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
She reels them in her glide sinker while sting dry upon the shore.
ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I should just take Tuesdays off from now on, honestly. Hey, we're on early tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are. UT basketball, we are getting kicked off at 5:30.
Okay.
So we're on at 3 o'clock.
Do we really need to do another hour the way things are going today? We just do 4 to 5:30. No, we'll do 3 to 5:30 tomorrow. Battery 1975 says, DraftKings said they will continue to operate. Still waiting on FanDuel's statement, money is safe. I would just say, as somebody who's been through the whole poker thing, get your money out of there.
Yeah,
That's just my best advice. And at some point, they're going to, I don't anticipate it being a problem, but don't mess around with it. I think you just do the smart thing here. That's just my advice. I took my money out.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Santos says, I was not a Josh fan, so I don't listen to him. If people don't like what he said, they could change the dial. Well, let's say that about everything. I do think we overreact to everything. Lamont said we were cautious until Jerome lightened the mood. But I just found out about it. If I'd seen it earlier in the day, I might have had a different opinion. I don't know. I mean, I don't like reacting to things right away. It's one of the things I complain about.
Reality is Josh is a friend of mine. I'll defend Josh.
I like him. I like what he does. I think he's a talented dude. And he's getting a lot of attention for it. So, you know, let's try Will, let's see what Will has to say. What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just had a comment on the house Negro phrase that we have going on here. Just kind of throw some facts on it. So here's the thing. All right. Anytime, I suppose I'm going to start off with this. Maybe the phrase was ill-advised. Maybe it was in bad taste. Okay. But the man just learned a new piece of information. He thought he would apply it to his work. It's a harmless thing. And maybe it wasn't the best thing to say, but that doesn't take away from the fact that really shouldn't be bothering anybody. I mean, let's look at this. At any given day, on any given time, any person is liable to be offended by something. People are offended by stuff all the time. But if it really matters to you, I mean, if it really impacts you and the way you think about that person, or you want that action, maybe he loses his job over it, if it bothers you that much, even if it offends you in the least, you have a responsibility to look into it. You need to do information. You need to do research. You need to get the context and the circumstance of the situation. You need to know his demeanor when he spoke those words. And frankly, if you've done that research and you've listened to him say it and you know the context and circumstance and you're still offended by it, I would think you're being a bit of a hard ass. You're a casual guy. You really shouldn't be that offended by it. If anything, it really shouldn't matter at all. That's my take on it. I'll hang up and listen, guys.
I mean, this is difficult for me to deal with because I don't get offended by things very often. It takes a lot to offend me. And typically, it's, you know, it has something to do with my family or something like that.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I don't really get offended.
Yeah, if you get into personal attacks on my family or really anybody in this room's family, then that's over the line for me.
I don't get offended by words, I should say.
Yeah.
If you walk up and, you know, big hand me in the face, I will take offense to that.
But, well, I'll block you on Twitter if you.
Oh, dude! Even in real life, there's. I mean, I've had people come up to me in real life that are clearly listeners trying to start fights with me to get a reaction out of me, and I'm a grown ass man. If you want to fight, walk up and put your hands on me, like. You're not going to – words – like saying words to me is not going to get me riled up to the point that I'm like super upset about it.
Well, I've seen you get upset over Twitter sometimes. You started a whole Facebook page because you were upset over words people put on your Facebook page.
About my family.
Yeah.
Like I
but
said –
but they're just words.
If you say –
they're just words.
If you say that you hope my family gets raped and murdered, yeah, I find that offensive.
Okay. So,
I don't want to deal with
but,
it. That's,
but don't say
that,
words don't bother you because those
Fred,
are just words.
I made that disclaimer. Were you not listening?
Okay.
You said the same. You said, oh, I feel the same way.
No, but then you went on to talk about how everything's just words. So
it is just
but
words.
You said if somebody wants to fight you, they should come get in your face. I think if you saw that guy, you would beat the crap out of him.
If he said that to my face, I probably would.
Mm. Okay.
But if you come up to me talking about how crappy my radio show is, I'm not going to fight you about that. I don't care about that.
That happens?
Of course it happens. It doesn't happen to you?
Yeah,
well, I get you're nicer than I am. People probably come up and say nice things to you.
No, actually, I've had people, come up to me, and actually, one of the funniest ones. I probably shouldn't tell you this story because this will piss you off. We were out somewhere, and some guy comes up and starts telling me how much he hates the show, how much I suck. You're the worst host in Houston, and he goes. And that Fowler guy is awful, too.
Oh.
And I just said, man, and I just looked, I appreciate it. Sorry you don't like the show. You got other options. And if you don't mind, I'm going to drink with my friends now. And then he started getting fairly insulting. And I just said, okay, man, you know, I'm just going to go to another bar. And then the bartender there said, no, he's going to another bar because you guys are all spending money. And that was the end of it.
Yeah.
So I was just going to leave, but I thought that was pretty funny. That Fowler guy sucks, too. Let's try Dennis. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, sports to you guys.
Sports.
Yeah, I was, you know, listening to you guys, and I think people are just a little overly sensitive. First of all, you have to look at the intent and put things into perspective. There was no malintent in what he said. He said it to make a point. Me being African-American myself, I will admit it is a fairly commonly used phrase in our community. And for anyone in the community to be upset by this, if you take it in the context in which he said it, you're totally wrong for being offended by it. I mean, to me, it's kind of hypocritical. Just because someone doesn't look like you says it, all of a sudden you're offended. I mean, be real.
Yeah. Do black people say Negro? Did we lose him? Oh, He said they say it all the time. I wonder if they actually do say that. I don't believe black people say Negro.
Yeah,
again, I mean, unless they're on TV or something like it, or the radio. I feel like they always just go for the gusto. Someone fill me in on that if that's actually a thing.
Again, so much of it is what's your intent behind the word.
All right.
You know, like. We could be talking about something and say, bleep you, Hoffman. And that's meaningless, right? But there'll be people offended at the use of that word.
Yeah.
If they overhear it. Oh, dear. He said bleep you. You should be offended. It's all in context, man. So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. Texture says words don't hurt. I think if someone called AJ Fred, he would fight. Oh, well. Got a gem of the day coming up. Weak ass DJ, who's also DJ Hollygrove. When did you become weak ass DJ? Somebody called our buddy DJ Hollygrove a weak ass DJ? Know. He says, we do say Negro.
And really?
Yeah, that's what he says. Carrizo says, you get offended by people stealing your stuff at the office.
I do get offended by that, but that's not words.
Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about, Podcast Arena, man. That's what it's there for. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live Thoroughbred Racing is back at Sam Houston Race Park. The Blitz will broadcast live from the park Friday from 4 until 7. It's 50 Cent Beer Night. Texture says, being from Australia, I think you're all too sensitive to words. I call my best friend a C-word. That's just how you say it. Yeah, but you guys, Australians are totally different. Australians are fun. I mean, every Australian I've ever met, it's like sex is like shaking hands. So you guys are a little more tolerant down there. But anyway, couple things I want to get to before we get to the... Ryan says, instead of everyone being all PC, how about we take offense to our government continuing to limit our constitutional freedoms? Yeah, honestly, I'm frustrated by a lot of things, but until I actually get off my ass and go support a candidate that's going to change things or run myself, I'm really just, there's not much I can do except bitch about it. And they're not going to change their minds, and I'm not going to run. So, I'll live with the laws the way they are. I just don't have to like them. Peter wants to know, how can the greatest show in the history of the known universe be a bad show? This might surprise you. There are people who don't like us.
It's true.
And they're out there. And, I'll always try to be nice to people and let them have their say. And, you know, sometimes I'll even buy them a beer. But, yeah, there have been a couple times where people have gotten out of line. I just, generally when I'm out and about, I surround myself with a lot of people. All right, let's do the... Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know, I will say this. I will talk to anybody. I'll spend time with anybody, even if you do hate me. If somebody just asking me advice on, you sent me an email asking advice how to get beer back from Canada. On the break, what I answered, here's how you do it when you're coming back. Stuff I've learned from AJ on how not to lose cans of beer when they come back. You wrap the hell out of them. All right, here's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day. Apparently, bobcats are a problem in California. And in San Jose, I guess, apparently there's a bobcat problem. But... there is one cat that seems to have confused the people. They thought it was a bobcat. Turns out it is a 27-pound house cat named Spock.
Oh, jeez.
And apparently it caused people to call animal control and stuff like that. There's a bobcat loose in the neighborhood. He eats a pound of food a day and is nearly 4 feet long.
quit giving your animal that much food.
Well, he's a, yeah, he's apparently that's the breed, but 4 foot long cat. I would, honestly, I think that's a bobcat. Probably wouldn't want to wander over into my yard if I had one.
No.
Because he'd probably go the way of your squirrels. But Colleen Pizarev is his owner. Says he says he's like having a toddler in the house. Yeah, 4 foot tall would be a toddler. But anyway, Spot can open doors because he's so tall. So just if you're in San Jose and you see a 4 foot long cat, unless he's coming to rip your head off, he's probably just Spock.
I mean, I doubt that cat's running around outside too often. How active can that kind of a cat be?
Well, I mean, he's not really fat for as big as he... I mean, for 4 foot long and 27 pounds is... I mean, he's pretty well put together. It's just he's a Maine cat of some kind. And
a Maine coon?
Yes, that's what he is.
I used to have a cat like that, and he was pretty fat too.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get to 27 pounds?
I don't know. I don't know about 27. That seems excessive, but he was probably really close.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
His name was Monster.
The Gem of the Day. Yeah. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, Drunk Bevo says, I just want to say I'm a grown-ass man in the USA, and I don't like being told how I can spend my money. It's just frustrating. Hey, I'm with you. But there's certain things that, and like that's the trade-off for living in this state. I mean, we know what kind of, and as somebody pointed out, yes, it was the attorney general's opinion that wasn't the legislature. I have deeper problems with the legislature. I hate them both. I hate all the politicians in this. If you're a politician in the state, nothing personal, but I hate you. I actually like some of the local ones. I think that have done a pretty good job, but the folks in the legislature, you're useless. That's why I don't care anymore. I've just gotten to where I deal with it because there's a lot of other things about this state that I love. Like living here. I can drive over to Louisiana to play poker. It's not a big deal. Go to Vegas enough where I can play poker. Yeah. I got horse racing. I'm good. And if I want to bet illegally, I got Bovada. So I'm fine. I'd like to have legal weed here. If we could get to that, I'll kind of live with everything else. You can pretty much take everything else away. But I'm not holding my breath for that either. Matt, if I saw that cat, I'd mount that bleeper on the wall.
Yeah. I don't think those, like I said, I don't think those cats are necessarily running around.
Yeah. I have such a terrible squirrel problem. What is your solution? I relocated 50 in a 3-month period to Memorial Park. They came in 3 months. I don't know if you're going to like AJ's solution.
A high powered pellet gun with hollow tip pellets.
Yeah. I didn't think you were going to like that one necessarily.
And if you have a dog that goes along with it, once they're wounded, they can still get away from you. They usually won't get away from your dog.
Hypothetically speaking.
When I lived in Houston proper, I relocated probably 100 squirrels.
Relocated?
Yeah, I relocated.
I like
and they
that word.
Never came back. They never came back.
So there you go. That's, for what it's worth, that's your answer. I used to have a real problem. Well, gosh, it's going back 10 years when I was still married and had a house. And that was where the dog and the cats kind of teamed up. The cats would chase the squirrel down the tree, and the dog would get to the squirrel a lot of times. That worked, too. That was kind of fun to watch them actually team up on it. But anyway, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. In fact, I went in there today, and while I'm sitting there, one of the guys waiting with me was a blitzer. And he was talking about how well it worked for him. I tell you what, he looked great, too, so... It obviously did. And it can work for any of you, man. I'm telling you, the hardest thing, one of the things we were talking about is when you're trying to work out and stay healthy, that's all great. But if you get hurt and then you start not eating well, next thing you know, you look up and you weigh a bunch. And you're like, how did that happen? And how do I get the weight off? And how do I learn to keep it off? Well, that's something that quick weight loss can help you do. You know my experience, drop 50 pounds on it, and I am really getting very close to being in the best shape that I've been in probably 20 years, and it's all thanks to quick weight loss because I couldn't get the weight off. I tried, and then I'd go to the gym, and I'd get hurt because I was just too fat. Well, quick weight loss helped me get the weight off, and now I'm telling you, man, it has changed my life for the better. It can do the same thing for you. If you don't like the way you look, you can fix it, and they're going to help you. No prepackaged meals. They cost less. Unlike others, they've been helping people for 28 years. Get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included. Kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. Get a free no-obligation consultation. They've got 15 Houston locations. I go to the one over on Kirby. You can drive by there or any one of the other 14. You can visit quickweightlosscenter.com or better yet, call 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
From my boss, in my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my
ESPN 97.5.